This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Hello, my name is Catherine Bliss, and I direct the Project on Global Water Policy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. I am here today with Fernando Miralles Wilhelm, a water and sanitation specialist at the Inter-American Development Bank in Washington, D.C. Dr. Miralles Wilhelm is the coordinator of a process called the Regional Policy Dialogue in Latin America and the Caribbean, Challenges and Opportunities for Water-Based Adaptation to Climate Change, Elements for a Regional Agenda. A draft document including recommendations from the Regional Dialogue was recently presented at the 16th Conference of Parties that took place in Cancun, Mexico in December of 2010. Dr. Miralles Wilhelm, thank you for being with us here today. I'd like to start by asking you to tell us a little bit about the purpose of this regional dialogue and how it took shape, how it's played out over the past few months.
Thank you, Catherine. The regional policy dialogue is part of a new program at the Inter-American Development Bank in which we choose high priority items for the region of Latin America and the Caribbean and try to increase the awareness region-wide of the issues by engaging stakeholders and policymakers at different levels. In the case of adaptation to climate change in the water sector, we chose that as one target area for the first edition of the regional policy dialogue process. During 2010, or actually in the second half of 2010, we engaged in a series of meetings, encounters with different levels of policymakers in the countries to increase awareness of the need for water management and water resources adaptation to climate change in the region.
So could you tell us a little bit about why water supplies are particularly sensitive to climate change?
Well, if you think about where is it that our water comes from, you know, the water you and I have at our home comes from a treatment plant which takes water from some source. Sometimes it's a reservoir, sometimes it's groundwater, sometimes it's a river. All of these water bodies, all these sources are susceptible to changes in climate because changes in climate drive where and when water goes where in the world. So depending on the location, and in Latin America and the Caribbean, we have a wide variety of locations from places that depend largely on glacier melting or glacial cycling for their water to arid places that depend mostly on groundwater, every source is going to be very susceptible to changes in climate.
So you've said a little bit about some of the environmental factors that may structure the vulnerability of the region to the potential effects of climate on water supplies, but could you tell us a little bit about some of the demographic and economic factors that also at play?
Absolutely. Latin America and the Caribbean, not unlike most places in the world, but perhaps a little bit more so. We have roughly 75% of the population living in low-lying coastal or nearby coastal areas. That makes them very susceptible to climate change for a variety of reasons. You have they're more prone to flooding, okay, because it's low elevation. With sea level rise as a consequence of climate change, you have increased risk of salinization of water sources. So that in the region, there's a very high degree of vulnerability to climate change in water.
So what tools are available to regional governments and communities that want to assess their vulnerabilities and plan and carry out adaptation measures with respect to water and climate change?
Well, at the IADB, we're starting a program in which I coordinate as well within the bank to try to come up with several levels of tools that can be used. Some of these tools are more on the technical side. For example, what does a water supply operator need to do to adapt its operations to provide more reliable water service? But we also have support tools on the institutional side. What sorts of regulations and policies should be put in place to adapt to climate change? A lot of these toolkits, like it's the case worldwide, are in development. So we also have a very active research and development program to make these tools more widespread, more sophisticated, more accurate, more timely.
Could you share with us some of the draft's key recommendations, some of the ideas that have come out of this dialogue process?
Yeah, I think if you look at the there's sort of 9 specific key messages or recommendations in the document. Perhaps the more interesting thing about these recommendations is that they have been arrived from the bottom up using, you know, really a very broad-based consultation in the countries in different sectors with different players. But they really fall into sort of 3 categories. I think the first one is the awareness category. You know, we realize that climate change is a problem for the water sector to which we need to adapt. That's one area of recommendation. I think the second one has to do with what tools and what information is available and how can that be made better to provide policymakers and decision makers with more accurate and timely information to make decisions. And I think the third category has to do with the knowledge base and an education component. We really need to look at the way that we're educating not only our water professionals and engineers and scientists and the like, but also the public about, you know, the issues that we're going to be dealing with on the water supply end for years to come.
So what are the next steps in terms of this regional policy dialogue? Where do you see things going from here?
Well, if you look at what we did in 2010, it was primarily it was a first shot at getting a full picture of the impacts of climate change on water and how we may adapt to it. What we need to do now is to look specifically at water-related activities that we do day-to-day, you know, irrigation for agriculture, you know, cleaning up our water supplies, providing water for ecosystem management, biodiversity. So we need to look at each of these sectors and make sort of deep dive into specific actions and recommendations and policy directions for these sectors.
Again, we've been speaking with Fernando Miralles Wilhelm, a water and sanitation specialist at the Inter-American Development Bank in Washington, D.C. Dr. Miralles Wilhelm, thank you for joining us today and for discussing the Latin America and Caribbean Regional Policy Dialogue on Water-Based Adaptation to Climate Change. Good luck to you and your colleagues with the future of the project.
Thank you very much, Catherine, for the invitation.